Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Sessions. We're so excited that you're here with us. I'm Sarah Beth. This is my friend Rafi, and we are here to answer your questions and to answer them quickly.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are a little shorter versions than what the podcast is. So we're here. We're ready. Boaz is going to give us a question and we'll start.
Let's go, Boaz. A little drum roll.
How do you deal with comparison or have doubt? And then she put in parentheses comparing faith journeys, social media, maintaining an image.
Jeez.
Sylvia.
Sylvia, 20 years old from Nashville. That's a great question.
Thank you for that question.
Do you want to repeat the question just so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Sarah Beth.
I think I heard, how do you deal with comparison?
Right. Comparison in your spiritual journey, faith journey, and social media and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Great question.
So comparison as a whole, and then how it affects your image.
Yeah.
Like your self-image.
Yeah. Such a robber.
Okay. Comparing yourself to someone else's image, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to start the timer.
All right.
10 minutes. Let's go.
Mm.
Wild.
Yeah.
I get like upset at this because I just can recognize when I think about comparison, I can recognize like how it's been such a robber to me in my life. Like
same.
Where I've totally, there's been seasons where the Lord was doing so much and so many great things were happening, and comparison would completely rob me of enjoying that because I'm over here looking at someone else. And it's like, I'm missing the Lord because I'm over here looking at someone I'm comparing
myself
to.
Missing what he has for you.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just, I'm over here like, why can't I be like them? And it's like, there's so many gifts over here. And so it's very sneaky how it is, and it's like a robber of joy. But
yeah, I agree. I'll never forget my senior pastor several years ago at this point. It seems like yesterday, but the Lord spoke to him in his sleep one night. He woke up with these words ringing in his ears and his heart, and it was, comparison is killing my people.
Mm.
And I've just always remembered that, because you're right, it robs of us of joy, and ultimately it wants to kill us.
Yes.
I think it's a big reason there's so much suicide.
Wow.
Right? Is comparison. Yeah. It probably starts with a little seed of comparison, you know, for some people.
Yeah,
and then it can give birth to death.
Yeah. Well, I'll just throw this in there and then like definitely pick that back up. But
yeah,
as you're saying that, I'm being reminded of that there was that movie, The Social Dilemma. And there's a guy in the movie named Jonathan Haidt, who's a professor at NYU, and he's a professor of moral psychology. And he was talking about, there's this like basically a chart of suicide for people of like this generation, like middle school, high school. And right around 2007, there is like an exponential increase, especially amongst girls, where like twice as many girls, like almost 100% increase. And then for guys, there was still a spike, but it just exploded out of nowhere. And
wow.
He goes, we can speculate, like a lot of things changed in the world, but one of the biggest things that changed was everyone started to have a smartphone, and social media was basically created around that time.
So you could see everyone else's lives.
Yes. Suddenly,
so fast.
You only knew the lives of a few people around you, and suddenly you had access to see inside all of these other people's lives, but those people were curating what you could see about those lives. So it's like, and it's crazy because these high level people that even work at these, social Facebook, like Instagram, all these things are not letting their kids use social media platforms. That. Yeah, because they're aware that it's literally created to make you want to play on those things that in your mind of comparison and all that stuff. Oh my goodness. And so it's comparison kills, yes. Like rings true in so many ways.
Yeah. There's somewhere in Corinthians, I don't know if you know the exact passage, but Paul says, basically paraphrasing it, if you're comparing yourself, you're without understanding. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure, okay. But
well,
it's fire.
Yeah, I know. It's, I don't know the exact reference, but when I read that and it was like, you're without understanding, those who are comparing themselves, I'm like, oh Lord, what am I not understanding? What do I not know about my identity that you want to share with me? I think it all goes back to identity.
Yes.
Because I know for me, when I've compared myself to people in my life, I need to hear from the Lord who I am again. Yes. And so I think, how do I deal with comparison? Well, go to the Lord and first be real, be honest with him and ask him like, Lord, who do you say I am? How do you see me? What do you have for my life? You know? And I think repent. And repentance is simple. It's changing the way you think. And we don't do that on our own. The Holy Spirit does that. So really all we have to do is be like, God, I repent. Will you help me? Will you speak to me? Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that, I think that it's really powerful when we hear our identity from no one else but the Father,
yes.
Because he's the one who gave it to us. No one else gave me my identity. No one else gave you your identity. It was the Father. Yes. And I think we try to find our identity in so many other things and we're comparing ourselves here and there and we need to hear from him.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing like, and the thing is like everyone is looking for affirmation.
Right.
Everyone is looking to hear like, I belong.
Yeah.
Everyone is looking to hear like, I'm okay. And the ultimately everything you do or the people that you hear that from will leave you feeling empty.
Yeah.
The only one who can tell you that where it satisfies that longing is the Father.
Right.
And I think like, you know, Jesus can relate to you in this. I know that Jesus was tempted in that way,
yeah.
because scripture says he was tempted in all these ways.
Right.
And so I wonder if that's why so often you see Jesus go to be with the Father. Is sometimes, I mean, you can speculate, but I think of that first moment before he starts his ministry. He gets baptized, the heavens open, and the Father says, this is my beloved son.
He speaks identity.
In whom I'm well pleased. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's not saying like, this is a prophet.
Right.
Listen to him. He's going to do a lot of healing. He says, I love him.
Yep.
And I'm pleased with him before he's done anything. And so Jesus does his whole ministry and his whole life and all the works that he does from this place of knowing the Father already approves of me. And that's the antidote of comparison is knowing from the Father, I'm the only me and I'm valuable, like inherently valuable because I was designed by God.
Yeah.
And actually, if I compare myself to someone or I try to be like someone else, I'm robbing everyone around me from the gift that I am because God gave me as a gift to everyone, to himself, for him.
Yeah.
We were made to bring pleasure to the Lord. And so me being myself, bring pleasure to God.
Yeah.
And so I'm robbing God. I'm robbing people. I'm robbing myself. Compare or try to be like someone else, you like, yeah, but you need to hear that from your Father.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was reading a book to Rosie this morning. And one of the pages said, there will never be anyone like you, not ever again. Mm. And I said, did you know that there's no one like you, Rosie? God made you.
Wow.
So unique and special. And there's no one else that's ever going to be like you. There's no one else that's ever going to sing like you because she has such a beautiful little voice. And she looked up at me with her big brown eyes and she goes, oh, thank you, mommy. And I kind of laughed because I was like, are you playing me right now? But I think she was actually really, it was heartfelt. And I think it made me realize, wow, we're all longing to hear that.
Yes.
We're all longing to hear, there's no one like you.
Yeah.
You know, you're unique, you're special. And I think once we catch that from the Father, everything changes. And I'm not saying you're not going to deal with comparison because I still do. Mm. But now I feel like I have tools in my bag to be like, okay, Lord, this is coming up again. I'm going to come to you. maybe I'll grab a spiritual mama and be like, hey, I'm struggling with this. I would say what you do not do, if I could give like what to not do, is to go to the person you're comparing yourself to and say, hey, I'm comparing myself to you and I'm jealous. That's not going to do any good for either of you.
Yeah.
And so take it to the Lord, take it to a spiritual mother or father. And just know it won't last forever. There's breakthrough. There was a time in my life where I was like, man, I'm going to struggle with this for the rest of my life. Yeah. And I look back now and I'm like, Lord, thank you for the breakthrough that you've given me. I can truly see it and I can feel it. And I'm so thankful.
Thank you, God.
Because all comparison does is steal joy, like you said, and get our eyes off of Jesus.
Yeah.
And there's a passage in scripture where two men are following.
Yeah.
It's the end of John. Yeah. Yeah. Are following Jesus. And who is it again?
Peter and John. And it's almost like they're looking at Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you could.
I can't remember exactly what they asked.
Jesus is saying to Peter basically how he's going to die.
Oh, like yes.
He's like, when you were young, you went wherever you wanted, but when you're old, you'll go where you don't want to go. And then it says, Jesus was saying this, speaking of Peter's death.
And then John goes.
Well, Peter goes, he looks away from Jesus and looks at John and says, what about him? And literally Jesus, like, and some of you, like, I feel like, oh my gosh, Jesus literally looks at Peter and goes, what's it to you? Basically what I do with him.
You follow me.
Yes. And there's so much weight in that because you were made to follow Jesus, not your friend.
That's so
good.
You were
made to look at Jesus, not your friend.
Yes.
You're transformed by looking at Jesus and hearing words from his mouth, not your friend. So when that's the trap,
ooh,
really,
that's a word.
It's just about, it's not about the person. I've turned my attention from Jesus. So now I'm really like worshiping this person or the opportunities they're getting or all
idol.
This stuff 100% so fast. And it's a very sneaky one, but it's that those words, if you could just, for me, those words have been an anchor when I was a mess.
You follow me.
And I'm like, I follow you. I follow one man. It's simple.
Yeah.
And that's an anchor in that.
Yes. Mess. You said something that really just stuck out to me. And it was, I'm not transformed by looking at my friend or someone else who I wish I was doing what they were doing. I'm transformed by looking at Jesus.
Yes. He has everything you need.
So
sheesh.
Good.
Okay. Handlebars.
Okay.
Handlebars.
Oh, I feel like I have a lot, but what's one that sticks out? Do you have one first?
Well, I'll throw in this. You said, I have tools now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like you mentioned them, but I feel like it'd be helpful if you literally said, these are the tools
okay.
I have.
Okay. So I would say first tool is go straight to God. There was a time, we were on a trip together a few months ago, and something just came up in my heart one morning, and it had to do with comparison a little bit. And we were leading worship that night in Philadelphia. Mm. And my first response when I saw this thing on Instagram, spoiler alert,
right?
Get off Instagram if you're dealing with it because it will help, was, oh man, it wasn't a good feeling. And it was like, oh, I'll never be able to do something like that. And immediately I almost got out my phone and I almost texted Aaron, like, can you believe this? This really hurts me, whatever. And I just felt this check in my spirit of like, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait from Satan, because
don't take the bait,
what he's trying to do is get my eyes off of what the Lord had for us that night and the way he poured his spirit out in Philadelphia, you know? And here I was looking at this silly Instagram post. So my first tool is don't text or go to your husband, significant other, or friend, or whoever. Go straight to God. Mm-hmm. Because by God's grace, I shut my phone off and I got on my knees and I was like, Lord, this hurts. I want to tell Aaron about it. I want to tell Rafi about it. I want to tell my mom about it. I want to tell everyone about it, you know? And in that moment, I don't even remember what he spoke to me, but he said something that just took all the pain away.
Yeah.
And it was like going straight to him. So go straight to God. The second thing, if you're still struggling after that, I would say go to a spiritual mother or father and just be real, as real as you are with God, be real with them. Be like, I'm struggling with this, you know? And then another thing I think is just fighting with the word in scripture and ask the Lord to take you places in scripture, like that story with John and Peter, you know, and put yourself in the narrative and be like, God, I feel like I am Peter right now. I'm looking at someone else and I want what they have, and see what he would say to you.
Yes.
So go to God, go to a spiritual mother or father, go to the Word.
That's so good.
And I would just say, try this. When you're at whatever point, I mean, you could be in your car, you could be whatever, spending time with the Lord. Take a second, close your eyes, breathe, take like 3 deep breaths. I'm telling you, do it. Mm-hmm. And then ask the Father, what do you think about me? And then just listen. And I'll give you this tool. This is really about hearing God. That the first voice you hear, that first thought that you have is typically God. And then that second thought that says, was that God, is typically you.
Yeah, your own
And then
thoughts.
The third one that goes, yeah,
There's
whatever.
No way you, that
you
was
can't
God.
Hear God anyway. That's the enemy. So whatever mm-hmm. that first voice was, write down what he says, and then begin to build like this history of, these are the things the Father says about me and what he thinks about me. Yeah. And there's life in those
yeah,
words.
Yeah, write them down.
Yeah. As you dwell on those things and stay in that place with the Father, in my life, I can tell you, it will become what you believe about yourself. And ultimately that's freedom from comparison, is believing what God believes about you. So
with good.
That's a wrap.
Mic drop.
Love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
And watching.
Bye.